This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump, on a state visit to Britain, attended a state dinner hosted by Queen Elizabeth on Monday night. It was the first of a three-day visit to Britain that will also include talks with outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May. President Trump wore a white tie and tails, and the Queen, Mrs. Trump, and several other women in the royal family wore white dresses to the lavish affair. The Queen read a message of welcome to Mr. Trump and the First Lady.
I am delighted to welcome you and Mrs. Trump to Buckingham Palace this evening, just 12 months after our first meeting at Windsor.
President Trump toasted the eternal friendship, as he called it, between Britain and the United States.
On behalf of all Americans, I offer a toast to the eternal friendship of our people, the vitality of our nations, and to the long-cherished and truly remarkable reign of Her Majesty the Queen. Thank you.
On Tuesday, the president meets with British political leaders, including the outgoing Prime Minister May. She is expected to resign on Friday after failing to complete Britain's exit from the European Union. Trump has publicly backed former Foreign Minister Boris Johnson to succeed her. He told reporters before departing the White House late on Sunday he may meet with Johnson while he's in London. In the past, he has criticized May's handling of the Brexit impasse. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned an attack earlier today by Sudanese security forces that broke up a protest in Khartoum. The death toll now is estimated to be around 30 people, with many more injured. That comes from the Central Committee of Sudan Doctors. This is VOA News.